probably go to 2 or 3 million a mile by the time it is finished, the way things are escalating. Would you agree? Or maybe they've allowed for all that in their predictions. In Zimbabwe, there was an accident at a gas and ammunition depot. That was like a fireworks display. No apparent injuries, thank God. Zimbabwe, formerly Rhodesia. And the OPEC oil ministers are to meet in Geneva to do some bargaining all this week. And the BBC said there may be a cut due to the glut. It's nice, isn't it? I phrased that myself this morning. Maybe a cut because of the glut in oil. There's too much oil in barrels lying around the world at the moment. I'm not surprised at the price of it. So they may have to cut the price of oil following their consultations this week in Geneva. Now, not grand. There's the headlines fee of earlier this morning. Let me hop over now to the Cork Examiner and see what's on the paper. 4 minutes after 8, Monday morning, the 17th of August. The morning after the night before. And the night before was a big bonfire below in the Long Lane, alongside the Long Range, following the Abbey Regatta. The usual bonfire took place, and Frawley John was there with his tape recorder. We'll have that for you tomorrow night, about 11 o'clock, please God. And tonight we have Frawley John. John the Man in Croke Park. 10 o'clock tonight, John the Man in Croke Park, where unfortunately our heroes play their hearts out, but to no avail. They just weren't able to cope with the long string of injuries. And when Leonard Enright had to go off following the departure of Michael Grimes on a stretcher, well, that was that. Limerick, for all their effort, and despite the marvellous displays of the subs were an absolute revelation. Jackie McCarthy, Pa Foley were brilliant. Brilliant. They were on from the word go, of course, due to the injuries to Pat Herbert and the suspension of Sean Foley. And both Pa Foley and Jackie McCarthy had blinders yesterday in Croke Park. They were just fabulous. But it was Galway's day. Limerick held them until about 10 minutes into the second half, but then Galway took over. John Connolly started having a ball around midfield. He had to come out. Leonard Enright didn't give him an inch. But then poor Leonard, I didn't even see Leonard going off, strangely enough, because he wasn't carried off, or he didn't go down. He just stood up and called for attention to his leg and walked off. So nobody noticed that he was gone at all until Galway started scoring all around him, and then we started wondering why, and we all noticed that Leonard Enright was no longer on the field. And from there on in, that was that. But a great game, great sporting game, and a marvellous advertisement for that smashing game called hurling. Jimmy Carroll, of course, emphasised my opinion that he's the best hurler in Ireland and has been for quite some time. Jimmy Carroll was magnificent. And so were the entire Limerick team, but Galway were even better on the day. Atlantic flights, not so bad. The situation isn't too bad. Although Portugal are now supporting the air traffic controllers who are on strike in the US. But the forecast isn't too bad for international air travel today. British Prime Minister Mrs. Margaret Thatcher yesterday came under heavy attack from Irish government and church leaders for her handling of the H-block hunger strike crisis. The Taoiseach accused her of inflexibility and hit out at the puzzling decision to allow the Fermanagh by-election this week. And Cardinal Tomaso Fee, who had a showdown with Mrs. Thatcher at Downing Street last month, claimed she had the Northern problem low on her list of priorities. A new hunger striker is to take over at the Mays from Thomas McElwee, who died 8 days ago. He was named as Jackie McMullen, aged 25, of Anderson's Town, Belfast, jailed for life in 1976 for possessing arms and threatening to kill RUC officers. Weekend accidents claim 5 lives, unfortunately. In Lough Hill, County Limerick, yesterday, prayers were recited at a mass for 2 brothers who were tragically drowned while paddling in a pool about 200 yards from their home on Saturday afternoon. The boys were Brendan and Peter Griffin, aged 8 and aged 9 and 6, respectively, of Corriban, Lough Hill. It is down there near Foynes on the main road. I'm sure you know it well. Lahal, that's what we call it. They got into difficulties in the pool, and by the time help arrived, they had been drowned. Their mother, Mrs. Bridie Griffin, made a gallant attempt to rescue her 2 sons, but to no avail. At the time of the tragedy, the boy's father, Mr. Peter Griffin, was drawing in turf with his daughter, Mary, 16, who had fallen off the tractor and was rushed to Limerick Regional Hospital with a broken shoulder blade. An off-duty Garda, Pat O'Mahony, who had been on holiday in Ballybunion and was visiting a friend in Lahal, brought the bodies from the pool, which is known as the White Stream. In the Midlands, a 24-year-old Dublin-based parachutist, Martin Regan, fell 3,000 feet to his death on Saturday when his parachute failed to open over Esker Bog near Tullamore. Also on Saturday, 3-year-old Desmond Ryan of Green Road, Carlow, died after a load of cement fell on top of him. A 26-year-old air hostess, Maura Keane of Sandy Cove, County Dublin, was killed on Sunday morning when her car collided with another one on the Merrion Road. And motorcyclist James Farmer, aged 20, of Monaghan, died when his motorbike collided with a CIE bus on Saturday night on the Derry-Dublin Road between Castle Blaney and Carrickmacross. And James Clark, 18, of Coolarty, County Longford, died at the weekend of injuries received in a road accident on the Longford-Edwardstown Road 9 days ago. And another tragedy closer to home. A 13-year-old County Limerick boy died yesterday morning in the Cork Regional Hospital, having failed to regain consciousness following a fall from his bicycle on Tuesday evening last in Fedimore. Liam Gleeson, son of Dick and Mary Gleeson of Fedimore, was involved in a cycle accident while on his way to take part in a practice match with his local GAA club. His remains will be removed from Cork to Daffy's funeral home in Croom, where the funeral is due to leave for Fedimore at 7 o'clock this evening. Well, that's a local tragedy. 13-year-old Liam Gleeson. The Gleeson family, I suppose, would be the best known family in Fetimore. Gleeson's very well known family in Limerick as well. Steve Gleeson, Gleeson's sports scene, and the stationery shop up there at the top of William Street, John Gleeson. It's a shop in Catherine Street near the Health Board office. And Pat Gleeson, who does soccer programs on Big L. Pat Flash Gleeson. Well, that's... he'd be an uncle of the lad that died this morning. 13-year-old Liam Gleeson. Lord have mercy on him and our sympathy to the Gleeson family and the Griffin family of Fetimore and Lahel, and indeed to the families of all those people who lost their lives at the weekend in the various accidents. But I suppose the ones that we know, well, obviously and naturally, they're the ones we sympathise with more. A terrible tragedy there, a 13-year-old lad. Going to practice for the local GAA team, and I'm sure he was all set on getting onto the team and all that. So, fierce tragedy there, I'm sure. You'll spare a thought in your prayers today for the Gleeson family and the Griffin family. Nearly 8:15. Monday morning, 17th of August. A happy Pope John Paul II appeared at Castel Gandolfo yesterday, his summer residence. After telling pilgrims he would obey his doctors and take a long rest to recover from the attempt on his life last May. Well, that's good now. He says he's going to do what he's told. He'll pretend to anyway. But I'd say he'll be working away. But he'll be pretending to the doctors that he's only resting. But the man would say he couldn't stop. That kind of a fella. So he's gone off to his summer residence in Castel Gandolfo and hope he'll get stronger and stronger, because again, he didn't look too strong at all when I saw him on the telly at the weekend. A great day on sporting fields. Huge crowds watched three major sporting events in Ireland yesterday, glorious sunshine contributing its share to a memorable day. At Croke Park, nearly 43,000 people exulted in an epic All-Ireland Senior Hurling Championship semi-final replay, in which champions Galway surged to a spellbinding triumph over Limerick, and this despite being 4 points adrift well into the second half against a gallant Limerick side which suffered cruelly from injuries. Where gallant is the word, they were magnificent, Limerick were yesterday, and a great advertisement for the greatest game of them all, hurling. And Galway, well, it was their day. Limerick had their chance last Sunday week when they should have won even with only the 14 men. But yesterday they played their hearts out, but to no avail. Too many injuries, one after another. The entire back division sure was gone by the time the game was over. What did we lose with? 3 centre half-backs and 2 midfield. You can't survive that kind of thing. So Galway pulled away, and Limerick's consolation 4 points in the last couple of minutes put a more respectable look on the score, I'm glad to say, because they deserve that. But it was a great match, really marvellous match. And we have Frawley's version of it tonight at 10 o'clock. Out and about at Radio Limni, join the men in Croke Park, starting around 10 o'clock tonight, please God. At Port Marnock, Scott Sam Turns roamed home to a 5-stroke victory in the Carroll's Open. And you can see highlights of that on RTE2 about 6 o'clock tonight, I think. Highlights of the entire tournament, instead of the repeat of the Sunday game, they're showing the 4 days of the Carroll's Irish Open. 'twas a great day for the Irish at Port Marnock too, with Dave Smith, Jimmy Hagerty, and David Jones sharing third place. And at Tullyleese, on the borders of Cork and Limerick, the great Eamon Coughlan mastered New Zealand ace John Walker in a spectacular international mile race. Coughlan won by 3 yards in a time of 3:57.8. And two others also beat the 4-minute barrier. It was the first time that a sub-4-minute mile has been achieved on the magnificent track at Tullyleese. Must have been a great thrill for the spectators and the organisers, I suppose, to see the first under-4-minute mile being run. Fair play to Eamon Coughlan. 17.5 minutes after 8. Now the Abbey Regatta, I'm glad to say, was a great success yesterday. I was down there last night. Worse luck. The big bonfire down the San Mel, and everybody having a great time around it. It was pig's toes and all. And I got all the info about the regatta and interviewed some of the principals. And we'll have that for you, please God, tomorrow night between 11 and 12. John the Men and the Abbey Regatta. So the tape recorder came in for a lot of work this weekend. Some of it tonight and some of it tomorrow night. Eileen Cronin, the 19-year-old UCC student who disappeared on July the 1st. Still no news, and the assistance of Spanish television may now be sought in a new move to find her. And no news still on the soldier, Kevin Roach, missing since April in the Lebanon. That's about it now for the moment, which is 19 minutes after 8. We'll give you the weather forecast. There's something else. Oh yes, King's Lake and Tuagari Moo. Some of you may not have heard the result of that big race yesterday in Deauville. Well, neither of them won it, as I thought. I was talking to someone last week about it. King's Lake was second. No, he was third, beaten ahead by Tuagari Moo, but they were both beaten by North Jet. French-trained North Jet beat both the principals in yesterday's big race. So again, a great weekend for the bookies, who cleaned up on everything. They cleaned up on Sam Turns, because he wasn't even quoted in the early betting. And they cleaned up on the hurling, because Limerick scored first, led at half-time, but Galway won the match. And they cleaned up on King's Lake and Tuagari Moo, because neither of those horses won the big race at Deauville. So happy bookies again today. When are they ever unhappy, I wonder? Whenever they get unhappy, they go on strike, or they refuse to pay you out. Never mind. The weather forecast. Cloudy in northwestern areas with patches of drizzle or fog. This will spread eastwards later in the day. Some sunshine in other areas, especially in the south. Afternoon temperatures will be near 21 degrees Celsius. That's warm, isn't it? And winds will be light, variable or westerly in direction. The outlook, drizzle in many places overnight tonight, becoming mainly dry with good sunny spells during the day tomorrow. Look at that for you. Beautiful. And at the moment, well, it is very dull, very heavy. Looks like it might be raining in no time. It might even be drizzling as I speak. Here at Radio Limni, but the forecast is great. So we'll hope for the best. 8:21 is the time. And we have a bit of music now. And it's by a priest. It's called Something Very Special. And it's sung by Father Mossy Delan from Temple Glenton. And his brother, Father Eamon, is parish priest outside in Raheen. and it was Father Eamon Delane who sent me in the record, asked me to give it a spin, because the proceeds are to help Father Mossy set up a new parish somewhere in Texas. Now, don't know is it in the Limerick record shops as yet, but it will be soon, and we'll suggest that you all contribute by buying this record. It is very nice if you listen to the words of it. Lovely little song, something very special from Father Mossy.
Something very special about someone who really loves you, even though you can't return the love she gives. Though you always think about her, you could surely live without her, even though you really love the way she is. She's more than just a person, and she's surely not the first one to be more than just a friend when she's with you. 'Cause she fell for your first glances, and she wondered what the chances of becoming something special to you. She's something very special, 'cause she gave herself to you, and she's made you feel like something. You know it's not the kind of love that's meant to last forever. It's made her something very special to you. Lovely, lovely girl, who could give you all the world if you'd only give her more of yourself. But you're busy doing your thing, and it doesn't rhyme with her thing, so you have to let her go to someone else. She thinks she's just another of your many carefree lovers, so it's up to you to tell her that she's wrong. Let her know she's something special, something very, very special, even though she knows to you she can't belong. She's something very special, 'cause she gave herself to you, and she's made you feel like something special too. Though you know it's not the kind of love that's meant to last forever, it's made her something.
Father Mossy Delane there. Father Mossy is all it says on the label. And something very special. 26 minutes almost after 8 o'clock, Monday morning, the 17th of August. Get up! I was going to shout, but I changed my mind. Nice gentle get up, because it's still holiday time, isn't it?
For furniture removals and storage, Roach Transport, Liz McGrath, County Limerick. Telephone 77321.
Now is the time to stock up on the best English coal from Joe Walters Fuel Merchants, Cray Avenue, Killeely. Telephone 55276. That's 55276.
Reconditioned motors, wipers, starters, dynamos and alternators for all popular makes of cars. Telephone 53891.
Results are what count in advertising, and advertising with Radio Limni gets the results. Ask any of our clients for advertising with Radio Limni. Telephone 48788, and this could be your advertisement.
Saunders Aluminium is a new local company founded by Jack Saunders and Dan Frawley. How successful are they?
It'll be 3 years now in November since we first started. And we could do no other factory this size again.
And was Shannon Development helpful in getting the business underway?
Without the help of Shannon Development with the grants, at the beginning, there was no way I could have got off the ground. I mean, and the assistance I got, like even advice, if I phoned her, there was help there all the time for me.
How do Jack Saunders and Dan Frawley feel about having taken the plunge?
Fabulous. We never looked back since the day we started. And it's something I was putting off for 20 years.
Success could be waiting for you if you get up and go. Call Shannon Development. We'll back you all the way.
No, you heard what the man said. He said, get up and go. Now, whether you're going to Shannon Development or not, still doesn't detract from the fact that it's time you were up.
Tis time you were moving. Tis time you got up.
And the time is going on. Going on for 29 minutes past 8 o'clock, Monday morning.
Monday, Monday. I hate that day.
We're all in the same boat. Well, we're not really, but metaphorically speaking. Pat Moore is in a boat below on the river. Yes, a big sign on the boat. Close the dump. What dump is that? Said a man to me on the quays this morning while I was chatting to Pat. What dump is that, says he? I said, are you from Limerick? I am, says he. And I said, you mean to tell me you don't know what dump he's talking about? I don't, says your man. I says, aye, fair play to you. Tis little you have to trouble you. What dump is that, he said. He didn't even know that we had a dump out in the long pavement that needs closing. Pat Moore, the gas man, he says he's going to stay down there in the river till he gets the dump closed. I have a feeling he can't stay that long. But he says, seriously, he says he's going to stay for at least 3 days and three nights below on the river in full view of everyone. And if you can't read the sign on his boat, if you're crossing Sarsfield Bridge or something like that in a double-decker bus and you're wondering, what's the sign say? Well, I can tell you what it says on the sign. It says, close the dump. Now, that's what it says. 8:30, a lingo message. Eg it's eg a big out, take him. They get dig em wiggles, play goes, eg an eggy wiggy. Look at that, Phil. Again, lingo message for all you lingo lovers, all you mises. Eg it's eg a big out, take him. They get dig em wiggles, play goes, eg an eggy wiggy. Now, very especially for Brian McKeown. Brian McKeown escorted me all the way from Croke Park to Limerick yesterday. Fair play to him, and he's only 8. We had a great chat. He knows his stuff, that young fella. For Brian McKeown and his dad, Gerard, and his mammy, and the rest of the McKeowns. Not forgetting Auntie Lily Burke. He's mad about you. He loves his Auntie Lily. Will you give me your autograph for my Auntie Lily, says he. Oh, well, of course, says I. Why wouldn't I? I was mortified. For all of you McKeowns, and Brian especially, and Auntie Lily, we have ELO, the electric light bill. Oh, don't remind me. Did you get yours? I have 2 of them to pay again this week. My own and my wife's. Now, think about that, see. The ELO. Hold on tight. Hold on to your braces. Good Lord, it's unmerciful, isn't it? Go on, get up! That's the stuff, all right.
Hold on tight to your dreams. downhearted and misunderstood. Just over and over and over you could. Oh, a crochet one, that's all it is. A crochet one, that's all it is.
I love this bit.
Quand tu vois ton bateau partir, quand tu sens ton cœur s'ébriser,
no bit of Irish.
Accroche-toi.
Can't wait.
Woohoo! When you get so down that you can't get up, and you want so much but you're all out of luck, when you're so downhearted and misunderstood, just over and over and over you go.
They ruined the ending. The loveliest part of the whole piece. Stan Freberg used to say that. ELO, wasn't it? Hold On Tight. And it says there in that record, when you feel so down that you can't get up. Come on, we'll have none of that Monday morning. That's no excuse. Just because it's Monday, look at me, the state I'm in. I had to get up. Come on, get out of it. 25 and a half minutes. 9 o'clock. You'll be killed. I'm telling you. Murdered you'll be. Great value in bikes at Limerick Sports Store. Tourers used for 2 months at half price. Ideal for back to school. 3-speed, £75. 10-speed rallies, £95. Buy before tax increases from Christy Williams or Ned Stokes at Limerick Sports Store, William Street. Telephone 45047.
Contour tiling on a roll is still only £10.50 a roll at Ryan's Household Hardware, Patrick Street. Also, great bargains in wallpapers and paints, and free paste with all room lots of wallpaper. For painting and decorating, Roy Givens is your man at Ryan's Household Hardware, Patrick Street, Limerick. Telephone 43350.
Noel O'Connor, Pork and Beef Butcher, Wickham Street, Limerick. Noel says 6 pounds of lamb for £2.50. Corned beef and pickled pork at giveaway prices. The sweet little pig's toesies, still only 5 pence at the Mad Butcher's. Noel O'Connor, Wickham Street, Limerick. Telephone 44174. My goodness. Sweet little pig's toesies. Delicious. 24 and a half minutes. 9 o'clock. Oh, it is very close. Well, move away from it, John. Move away from it. I can't. I'm stuck to the chair. Oh, me mother was stuck to the ceiling. Me father was stuck to the floor. You never saw such a stuck-up family in your life before. A bit of painting and decorating going on one time in a house. And one of the family was watching it all and wrote that song. Wrote his father being stuck to the ceiling. His mother been stuck to the floor. Stuck up family. John, stop messing. Special request. About 8:40 on Monday, please, John. Somerville Rovers. Somerville Rovers ladies soccer team versus the town hall. Look at that now. And they're playing for the Josephine Brown Perpetual Trophy. First request. Well, it isn't Josephine Brown's first request. Josephine, I'm sorry for letting you down yesterday morning. Josephine was expecting me round to get her up yesterday morning and her husband to come up to Croke Park. But your pa was up at 6 o'clock yesterday morning. I won't tell you where he was, Josephine, between 6 and 8. But the fact that I didn't see him at my house between 8 and 9 o'clock meant that I didn't go round to give you a shout, because I thought he wasn't coming at all. I went down to the station on my own, and there he was below waiting for me. So, Josephine, I'm sorry if you were late for Mass yesterday. Anyway, this match between Somerville Rovers, ladies' soccer team, and the town hall is to take place soon, or maybe it has taken place already, I don't know. But the names I have here are Paula Moore, Christine Cross, Marion Casey, Gina Carr is the captain, Liz Butler, Yvonne Bigley, Margie O'Dowd, Anne Butler, Marge O'Dwyer, Colette Carr, Lucy Barry, Kirsten Mail, or Meal, that's a German girl, they are internationals and all we have. The PRO is Johnny Casey, the coach is Geezer O'Dwyer, you couldn't get better. That's the bold Geezer, famous Limerick goalkeeper. And the manager is Jerry Casey of the Somerville Rovers ladies soccer team. And they're to play the town hall for the Josephine Brown Perpetual Trophy. Maybe they played it already, but it doesn't sound like it. John, they all voted for you in the election. Do you hear that? There's some now of the 866. I got her. Thank you, gang. And Geezer, mind yourself. Internationals and all. German ladies soccer players we have and all now. How about Pa Brown all the same? And Josephine putting up trophies. I don't know. That's great, great hope for this country yet, you know that. Nearly 20 minutes to 9 o'clock. What have we got for you? Memory, Elaine Page.
Wait for the sunrise.
Elaine Page, nice ballad, Memory, and that was very especially for the Somerville Rovers ladies soccer team under the guidance of Geezer O'Dwyer, Jerry Casey and Johnny Casey. And they wanted the little shirt my mother made for me, but I can't find it. I can't find any of my shirts these days. House is up the wall, upset. It's my fault. 15 and a half minutes to 9 o'clock of a Monday morning, the 17th of August, 1981. That's right, he said 100. That makes a change from 100. I'll have to get Pat Moore a radio for his boat. Keep him occupied, because it must be very boring sitting down there in the river. Messing about on the river, nearly 9:15. John, will you get him up, will you? And stop messing. All right, come on, come on, come on, come on, get out of it.
Did you know that Ashley Furniture give a free gift with every purchase of £50 or more?
No.
You didn't? Well, let Noel Woods tell you of this and other fantastic offers, such as extending leaf dining tables, four chairs and two carvers from £2.95, one-fifth off all three-piece suites, three-foot beds from £38, also avail of the seven-day reupholstery service. All this and more at Ashley Furniture, 103 O'Connell Street, Limerick, telephone 40722, beside Ted's Restaurant.
Rascals 40 Upper Roche Street, summer stock clearance, making way for back-to-school stock. Great reductions in summer jeans, shirts and jackets. Jeans $7.95, dungarees $10.95, shirts from $2.95, jackets $4.95. For 1 week only at Rascals 40 Upper Roche Street, Limerick.
Beat VAT increases. Videos, hi-fi and Luxor Scantic televisions available only at Tony Ahern's, 30 Mallow Street. Black and white sets guaranteed at only £50. We loan you a set while your own set is being repaired. Service anywhere, anytime, telephone 44176 or 46292 after hours for Tony Ahern's TV shop at 30 Mallow Street, I Gcathair Limni.
Fourteen minutes to 9 o'clock. That's the time. 14 minutes to 9. Modern Day Lewin. Oh, Monday. 14 minutes to 9. Do we fare on Fado? No, not that one. Kehe shin amo, a will fuer er a go, a greba, mogorish glass. Do you understand that? That's the Irish for who's that out there? With a rough sound to his voice, trying to knock down my green door. Well, it could only be the wobbler. Come on, wobbler, sock it to us. 9:13, lucky for some.
Midnight, one more night without sleep. picture will be there.
Whoop, get it, go.
There's a lone piano and they play hot behind the green door.
Duh.
I don't know what they're doing, but they laugh a lot behind the green door.
They're up all night. You've no chance, Stephen.
Just once, why did you tell them I've been there?
Aware of that, we're full.
Door slammed, hospitality's been there. Wondering just what's going on in there. So now, all even through a smoky cloud behind the green door.
That's the king of them. The Wobbler. Shaking Stevens. Still trying to find out what's going on behind the green door. Well, I don't know what's going on behind a lot of doors, but I do know that it is 10 minutes to 9 o'clock, Monday morning, the 17th of August. Toshiva Geistucht, Le Sean on Far. Eg Bakal, Agosig Shgrekal, Radio Limni. Where? I said Radio Limni. 2-2-2. Three little ducks. Quack, quack, quack. Or a duck, a duck, a duck. Where am I? 10 to 9. What do I do next? So press this button, and you never know what might happen. Bang, bang, press. Woo! Music.
Ireland's biggest and Ireland's cheapest. That's Shannon Furniture and Carpets up at William Street, Limerick. You've never seen such a display of three-piece suites. Carpets, vinyls, fitted kitchens, dining room and sitting room furniture. All at rock-bottom prices. Shannon Furniture and Carpets, 30 to 36 up at William Street, Limerick.
Contact Dick Martin, Coach Harry, Heen Limerick. Telephone 96255. Coaches and minibuses for all occasions. Dick Martin, Coach Harry, Heen Limerick. Telephone 96255.
Call for Tara Taxis. Telephone 42422. You can win a week's holiday for two in London by simply using Tara Taxis. Telephone 42422.
This week at Cathedral Carpets and Furniture, Joe Quinn offers really great value in carpets and heavy vinyls. Beautiful selection of vinyls at absolutely rock-bottom prices. Free underlay and fitting on all Axminster carpets. Cathedral Carpets and Furniture, Cathedral Place, Limerick. Telephone 47920 is just around the corner from the old Limerick Motorworks.
Early in 1977, Paddy Purcell and Tony Wren set up a new local company to make rock drilling equipment. How has Mincon Limited fared in its first few years?
There's been real growth each successive year of between 30 and 50%.
And what's Paddy Purcell's advice to other people who'd like to start their own business?
There is a lot of help that can be obtained, good help, through Shannon Development. They've got various functions set up, you know, to help with financing, to help with finding materials, purchasing materials, to help with, you know, finding premises. You've got subsidized rent. There are grants available. You know, I think everything is there to help the would-be entrepreneur.
Success could be waiting for you if you get up and go. Call Shannon Development. We'll back you all the way.
One more night without sleeping. Did you get any sleep last night, did you? I got loads, thank God. I must have got 3 hours. Come on, come on, 'tis Monday morning. Ease yourselves out of your labas there. 6 minutes to 9 o'clock. The next record is very especially for Colette Walsh of College Avenue in Moyross. I think it's College Avenue. But Colette Walsh, I believe you were below in Barrington's in the outpatients department with a lady who had 2 lovely black eyes. And she sends you her best love and wishes. Now, there's a surprise for you. No, she wasn't fighting. No, she had a car accident. I had the same myself. In 1973, I got 2 lovely black eyes as well, as a few other things. And that reminds me, Pauline's Hat Shop. You know Pauline's Hat Shop, below on Henry Street, alongside the Franciscans? That will be closed until Wednesday lunchtime. Until Wednesday, about 2 o'clock. Closed all day today and tomorrow and Wednesday morning. Reopening at Wednesday, or on Wednesday, at about 2 o'clock. With a complete new stock of the latest in headgear, hats and all sorts of things for weddings and that. And Pauline's Hat Shop. Special request for Colette Walsh, who met the lady with the 2 lovely black eyes. Oh, what a surprise! And for you all, we have Sean O'Dowd and the little divil, is it? What's it? You are no... No, thank you.
To nine.
And I still want you. God only knows just why. You are no angel when all you do is lie. You are no angel though I've seen you flying. You need a head.
And I still want you, God only.
because you're still in bed. And if you don't rise, I'll give you a belt in the head. So come on, get up now. It's a minute to nine. You are no angel, but the weather is fine. It isn't that fine at all, no, mind you. It looks like it might be drizzling and raining, you know, spitting. But not to worry, the forecast is great for this evening and tomorrow. Loads of sunshine were promised. It is a minute to 9 o'clock. Crystal, where are you? She's lost. Don't forget to put out your dustbins and keep in your bowows. Otherwise, there'll be fierce rubbish altogether for the poor corporation. Put out your bins and bring in your dogs. My gosh, she looks very sleepy this morning. Crystal, what are you doing for the weekend?
Here I go once again with my suitcase in my hand. I'm running away down River Road, and I swear once again that I'm never coming home. I'm chasing my dreams down River Road. Mama said, listen, child, you're too old to run wild. You're too big to be fishing with the boys these days. So I grabbed some clothes and ran, stole $5 from the sugar can. A 12-year-old jailbreaker running away. I go once again with my suitcase in my hand, and I'm running away down the road, and I swear once again that I'm never coming home. I'm chasing my dreams down River Road.
Herself there, bringing the time to a minute after 9 o'clock. Time for you to be hopping over to RTE1 for the 9 o'clock news, if you so desire, because our news here at Radio Limni is only up to about 7:10 this morning, when we were listening to the BBC and RTE. So we have the news headlines up to then, and then we have the Cork Examiner. It's Monday morning, the 17th of August. Aye, and 'tis fairly dull, cloudy at the moment, and a threat of runny rain or Desmond drizzle. But the long-range forecast for tonight and tomorrow is excellent. That's the good news. Now, the other news. Poland marches scheduled for today have been called off after government threats to stop them. So the Solidarity Union leaders, following the advice of the Catholic Church leaders in Poland, have called off the marches scheduled for this week in order to avoid a confrontation with the government.